Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
The Oregon Ducks have 21 commitments already in the class of 2019. Not a lot of spots left, but one area they want to hit. They want to get a cornerback. And if you're going to get a corner, one of the ones left on the board who could be a big-time talent is four-star corner Trent McDuffie. He joins the show now. He is visiting Oregon this weekend on an unofficial visit. Trent, how you doing, man?
I'm doing good. Thank you for having me on the show.
How excited are you about this trip to Oregon, and what are you hoping to see out of a big matchup between Oregon and Stanford?
I'm pretty pumped, you know. College game day, so, you know, the environment's going to be jumping. And, I really just want to see how the coaches just coach during such a difficult time playing such a good team. And I'm really happy just to go up there and just talk to the coaches, you know, get to know the players more and just feel that locker room vibe.
Okay, be honest, because you like both schools. Oregon and Stanford are two of your top schools. Are you going to try to, like, sneak over and say hi to the Stanford guys too, or do you try to keep that separate on an unofficial visit?
No, I keep that separate. You know, I'm up in Oregon, so I'm strictly Oregon.
Are you planning on taking an official visit to Oregon, and have you scheduled that yet?
I actually think I'm going to. I was talking with the coaches, and it's probably going to be sometime during December when it's after season, you know, and I can just go out there and just hang out with them.
Oregon has made a real concerted effort to get involved with Modern Day, to get involved with St. John Bosco, to get involved essentially with the top players in the state of California. How much does that resonate with you? Does that hit home a little bit with you, where you're like, man, all these kids are going to Oregon, I want to check things out, or is that not really a factor in your recruitment?
I guess it's got to be a little bit, you know, getting so many guys to go up to your school and commit. I mean, it means a lot, just knowing that all these dudes and stuff, hearing them talk about it. I mean, it's pretty exciting just knowing what they have in store.
Who's the coach that's recruiting you the hardest? What's that relationship like, of the Oregon coaches, I should say?
I talk to Coach Dante a lot. We talk on the phone a lot. We're always texting each other. He's always talking to me about, you know, what I can do on the field, always watching my film, giving me little tips. And I also talk to Keith Hayward. Me and him have a good relationship. I've known him for a little longer than Dante, but, I mean, both coaches are great, and our relationship's pretty strong.
Now, you're being recruited by some big-time schools, and one of the things that's happening now with the December signing period, kids are committing earlier and earlier. And as you go, there are times where your offers aren't there anymore, even when you're an elite kid, but because you're considering elite schools. How much pressure do you feel to commit sooner rather than later, or do you not feel that pressure at all with your recruitment?
I mean, there's a little pressure, you know, just knowing that spots are filling up real quickly. But, I mean, I talked to the coaches enough that I know that they want me enough to kind of just wait out and just see what I like to do.
Talking to four-star cornerback Trent McDuffie. He is visiting with five-star quarterback, class of 2020 prospect DJ Uiagalelei. How good is DJ? We hear all kinds of stuff. I haven't had a chance to see him in person yet. How good is he really?
Honestly, that man has the best arm I've seen in a long time. He's physical, he's tall, and he really knows how to read the defense. So, I mean, going against him in practice every day really just gets me better and helping me with that competition part.
For folks who don't know, number 2 Modern Day plays IMG Academy in a huge high school football game. IMG Academy's from Florida. They're coming to California. I believe you guys are number 1, right?
Yes, sir.
So you're number 1. IMG is, I think, 5th. Modern Day is 2nd. And everybody's billing this as almost a national championship game. What do the St. John Bosco guys think of this game? I mean, are you guys excited about seeing it? Are you guys interested in it at all? Or are you guys just so focused on your own stuff you don't want to listen to the noise?
I mean, pretty excited, you know, to get to play a top team in the country and just seeing them battle. And, you know, we know a lot of the dudes, so, you know, we're pretty pumped up about it. But, I mean, it's also like a learning thing just to see how they react to such a tough, talented team.
How well do you know the different Oregon commits? Obviously, you've got a teammate that's committed to Oregon, but how well do you know the Cali Flock guys? I know they go to different schools, but do you guys see each other at elite camps quite a bit?
Yeah, actually, up at the opening in Dallas, I got to talk to them a lot and kind of just see why they chose to go to Oregon and things like that. So, I mean, I talk to them all the time, so I think our relationship is pretty strong.
For people who don't know, you're taking an unofficial this time. I think there are a lot of listeners who aren't real sure about what the difference is in terms of, as a recruit, what an unofficial visit is like compared to an official. What is an unofficial visit like? I know, you know, they know you pay your own way versus an official, the school pays for your trip. But how is it different in terms of your personal experience as a prospect? What's different about an unofficial and official in terms of access or maybe the way you're treated on a trip?
Unofficially, you know, I kind of feel like we get more of a, get to see what like the fans are like, you know, we get to go out a little more. We have a little more freedom as to an official where we're strictly with them. But unofficially, I kind of like it. You kind of just to see the town around it, all the kids and all the fans that are there.
What are you looking for out of this Oregon trip or any school in general? When you see the school and say, this is the school for me, this is the school that Trent McDuffie wants to go to for the next 4 years, what is that feeling or what does that look like?
I mean, really, it's just the best place that fits me, you know, just my personality, the kids who are there, how I react with the coaches. I mean, the big part is just me feeling comfortable with it.
What's better for a visitor? I've always wondered this. There's a part of me that thinks, yes, I always, if I was a recruit, and believe me, I never was, would be to go to a big game but be one of the only kids there so the coaching staff can kind of focus on me and I get a more personal experience. And then there's another part of me that says, I want to go to the big weekend where there's 30 guys coming and I get to potentially meet future teammates and get a feeling for what it would be like to create a class. Which one do you prefer? What's better in your experience?
I mean, I've done both, but I definitely like when I get to go up there with a bunch of kids who go up there. We kind of just all sit around, talk about it, you know, see the things we like and dislike, and you kind of get a better feeling as to what Oregon has to offer and what the kids are thinking and possibly if you can be teammates.
Trent, I'm going to have to put you on the spot, man. I know you know both of these teams pretty well. You're considering both Oregon and Stanford. Do you have a score prediction for us?
Let's see.
You can't call it a tie.
No, definitely not. I think it's going to be real close.
Okay.
I think it's going to come down to the very end. Both defenses are pretty strong. Oregon has a pretty high pace offense.
Yes.
But, I mean, I'll say 14-13 Oregon.
Whoa, low scoring. I like it.
Yeah.
All right, Trent, four-star cornerback Trent McDuffie visiting Oregon this weekend. If you see him, say hi. He's on an unofficial visit. Trent, good luck to you, and travel safe, man.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.